If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We're talking about podcasts. We're talking about podcasts. A podcast.
It's a silly time here on Two Chunks in a Hunk. I'm Jordan, and I'm funny, dude.
Kind of funny. This one, it's Doge, and the punchline, it's the tan lines. What's the joke? The tan lines. It's a thinker.
How can you tell when math has gone to the beach?
Oh. Man,
that's so good. That's so clever.
Oh, like sine, cosine, tangent.
Amen.
Yeah. Carter, what's the joke? The punchline is the tan lines.
How can you tell the sun is great at coloring?
Yeah, that's good. Good answer.
Good.
Good answer.
Show me. What's the most mathematical aspect of summer?
Hey.
The tan lines. Jordan, I did not expect either one of you guys to go the math route.
There's a lot of people that if you started with not the punchline, and we're trying to get them to guess that joke, they probably are already out. It sounds too heady already.
Yeah.
Say it again.
What's the most mathematical aspect? The most mathematical aspect
I think
of summer?
Aspect is the word that's getting me.
The punchline is better than the setup here. Like, it's actually a pretty decent punchline that I feel like deserves a better setup than, like, mathematical aspect of summer feels lazy, and I think that there could be like a more fun, because like the tan lines is a pretty decent punchline actually.
How can you tell the graphing calculator went to the beach?
Right. Yeah. I think something like that's good.
So much better.
Yeah. Okay. I'll send him an email.
That's what makes
Bino.com /jokes/school/summer-jokes.
I was trying to think of like what's the difference between, my first thought was like, what's the difference between a hot dog and a brat? What's the like something where it's like not actual tan lines. It's something on a grill. I don't know, man. My brain's different, dude.
I don't know.
It's so different. That's one of the things I've liked about you the most. I really respect that. It makes you unique. So different in your brain.
Who's that talking, by the way?
I'm Carter. Oh my God. I forgot. It's me. Carter, I don't have anything for us today. I feel a little bit lost, but hopefully this episode can help us.
Well, as mentioned before, it's a silly, silly time. It's a funny podcast, and that's sort of our thing, is being funny. But also, in lieu of being funny, sometimes we have lists. And today...
Well, no, I wouldn't say in lieu,
today,
but also...
Doge, might have one of those for us.
I don't have one of the ones that I do instead of being funny. I'm sorry. Was I supposed to find a boring one? Because I only found the top 10 funniest movies of all time.
Got it.
By a user, Revan. Maybe even from Knights of the Old Republic. Maybe even Darth Revan. Who knows?
Whoa, it could be even.
Movies that crack you up in just about every scene. So I don't... When you say stuff that's not funny, when you say list is not funny, it's like maybe you're just not... You don't want it to be, you know?
Yeah, could be.
So what do you think's on this top 10 funniest movies of all time list, boys? You got 3 strikes. Let's see who wins. Who's actually funny and who only thinks they're funny?
Dang. Funniest movies ever, dude?
You're only funny if you know what homeschoolers think the funniest movies of all time are.
You know what they do say, actually, scientists, is they say it takes one to know one. And so if you don't know these ones, you might not be
one. Then I'm not a very funny movie.
I'm going to go ahead and say Hot Rod.
Hot Rod. Now, which movie is that?
It's not there.
What's Hot Rod?
Huh? I'm guessing.
Because I don't see it on this list at all. It's not on this list at all.
That's so Revan, dude.
That's so Revan.
Classic Revan.
Is the movies he can see. I think classic this Revan. List.
Classic Scooby-Doo saying the name Evan.
Revan. Revan.
Right on Rove.
This list, I think, is going to contain. And I, by the way, I also agree that this is a very funny movie. But I think The Princess Bride is on this list.
The Princess Bride is not one of the top 10 funniest movies of all time.
I think I've got an idea as to the culture here. I tend to be someone who tries to find the culture, take my avatar braid. Connect to the culture, plug grab in. Its braid, feel what it feels. Jack I'm going to say Lego Movie.
Lego Movie. One of the top 10 funniest movies of all time. It's not that, but it is a good movie. 2 strikes for Carter.
Monty Python, Holy Grail.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
We're going to get
number one.
Yeah.
This movie is not only just funny, it's much more than that. The Holy Grail has political satire, historical satire. Most jokes are intelligent humor, and there's actually a good story.
Can I tell you, and by the way, I like Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I do think it's funny. But the people that think Monty Python and the Holy Grail is the funniest movie of all time are the same people that are like, there hasn't been a good band since Def Leppard. And
that's
this website.
The top 10 funniest movies of all time on this list, it... Well, I'm not going to say anything about this list because you guys don't. You're going to strike out.
We're not done
soon.
That's crazy, though.
0 points for Carter. 2 strikes.
Appreciate it.
Also, The Princess Bride is a much better and funnier movie than Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I would say that. I'm just going to say Animal Crackers.
I don't even know what that
Animal
is.
Animal Crackers.
It's a Marx Brothers movie. I thought it was going to be like, they're willing to go Criterion, you know?
Yeah. Animal Crackers is not on here.
That was more of me just wanting to get out, if anything.
Okay.
I don't want to be here anymore. Cool.
Carter's pulling a me.
I don't want to be
here. You
just
went and punched the goalie so you could get a red card and
go
home.
Animal Crackers is my Shrek 2, I think.
Got it. That's not bad.
Well, Carter with a beautiful 3 swings, 3 misses.
Okay. Jordan, there's just so many funny movies. More? It's really hard. It's so broad.
Yeah, but it's not funny movies. It's what these people think are funny. I'm telling you, Monty Python being at the top is the same thing as the kids in high school that were like, they don't make real music anymore. It's that. It's that sort of vibe.
Carter, you started this game by being like, my favorite thing to do is find the culture and jack into it with my And then you were like, I'm not having fun.
This game sucks.
Revoked.
These people are idiots. Oh, man, that's good. Okay, I think probably it feels like these are all going to be like movies that their dad really liked and showed them when they were kids. So I think there's going to be some Mel Brooks stuff here. Give me like Young Frankenstein.
I love that
movie. Young
Frankenstein.
Also better than Monty Python, I think.
Young Frank, not on the list.
Okay.
Second strike.
How
high will he fly?
Let me swing for what kind of stuff do dads? Oh, Anchorman, dude. Anchorman's on this list. Dads love Anchorman.
Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy is number four.
One of
this one made me laugh so hard that it was worth watching twice.
I've recently rewatched Anchorman within the last couple of years, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Dang.
Take that, Revan.
I really do. I know I've already talked about it twice, but here goes nothing like the third. Feels like the third time is, I think, how the song goes. Not putting Princess Bride on this list feels like a swing and a miss, like a total misstep to me, which is crazy.
It's not even in the top 25, man.
Dads love Step Brothers. Give me Step Brothers.
Show me Step Brothers. Number six.
Yeah. Probably Wedding Crashers is on here.
Wedding Crashers. It should be Wedding Crashers. Nope. That's a strike.
I'm so impressed though, Jordan.
Wedding Crashers is not on here.
Did you get four? Did Jordan get four? Right?
I think I did.
I think you got four. Yeah, it's a pretty historic
run. I certainly feel
in the top tens.
A little bit of shame. My guess is, as we review, Hot Rod, Lego Movie, and Animal Crackers? Are we kidding?
Yeah, I was a little confused by the last jump.
You're confidently jamming your avatar braid into like its palm or its shoulder. It's like, I got it. We're going to find the culture.
Yes. Found it.
Number, we'll go 10 to 1. That way it gets better as we say more. We
find funny I love that time. You're saying it out loud.
The 10th funniest movie of all time is Superbad.
Hey, genuinely one of the funniest movies of all time.
Very funny.
We literally could not contain our laughter. This movie is a comedic masterpiece.
I would actually agree.
Number nine, Blazing Saddles. I love the scene that when they're eating beans and everyone starts farting.
Okay.
So Mel Brooks.
There's the Mel Brooks, dude.
Yep. Number eight, The Hangover.
Okay. Yeah.
Number seven.
I can accept that.
Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
Number six, Step Brothers. Number five, Borat. Number four, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Number three, Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, that's a funny movie.
Number two, Airplane.
Should've guessed.
Stands tall, stands proud, stands unbeatable. And number one,
except
Monty
for what
Python
beats it.
And the Holy Grail.
I would put several of these ahead of Monty Python in the Holy Grail, and then several things not on this list would also go. I wouldn't put Monty Python. I think Monty Python is kind of comedy Beatles to me, where it's like, I appreciate everything it did and the groundwork that it laid, and I know that many of my favorite things would not be here without it, and I'll probably never watch it again.
It's like trying to say like top 10 greatest movies of all time, and then you're like Citizen Kane, of course, number one.
Right, number one. It's the best movie ever.
Rosebud is the name of his sled.
Well, spoiler alert.
Oh, I forgot. It just came out. Let more people see it, and then we'll release the full episode.
Someone has to pull over on their way to work right now and just deal with what
just
you've done.
Scream punching their steering wheel. They were going to watch it tonight.
I was going to watch Citizen Kane tonight.
Wakes up, is like, you know what, honey? I think tonight we find out who Rosebud was. I think I'm ready. I'm finally ready.
I'm ready. I've never seen it. And I won't.
You don't have to now. I told you about it.
Sometimes when I feel bad, if I'm not in a healthy place, if something has upset me, I lash out and hurt people that love me. And there's regret that comes after that. But we're not to that point yet. And because I've been so embarrassed by Doge's game. Which again, I guess Hot Rod, Lego Movie, and Animal Crackers.
Are those your three funniest movies of all time?
No. I was trying so hard to find culture that I've created one. I've made a new one.
I would actually love to meet the person who's like big fan of comedy movies.
Big comedy.
Hot Rod, the Lego Movie, Animal Crackers in My Soup, Monkeys and Rabbits, Loop-de-Loop.
This is not what it is.
It's not Shirley Temple.
It's a 19-year-old that was raised by his great-grandparents.
Yes.
That's who made that list.
My great-grandparents. He's feeding them and watching movies with them. Lego Movie
at his birthday party and then Animal Crackers with his grandparents.
Yep.
So because of what Doge has done and because Jordan just happens to be here for all of it, he just, by association, he gets to be a part of it. We're going to play extra credit.
Yeah,
and do y'all feel discouraged at all to jump into extra credit, or how are you feeling? It's got to be a little bit different with your current streak.
We've conquered it. Yeah, we won it the last two times.
Feeling great.
I'm a little worried that without the Blondies, we're not going to do good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, that's just my general concern about life, I think.
That's every podcast episode we start, I'm like, man, I think Hayden and Dax would definitely improve this.
How you doing? Not great. Blondies aren't here.
Yeah. In the spirit of extra credit, which is synonymous with the spirit of fairness. I'm gonna keep doing the same thing that we have, which is that lily pad a little bit between
movies.
For those that haven't heard of extra credit, it uses the IMDb algorithm, which is very strange. It was once incredibly mysterious, but not really as much anymore. I think it has been discovered, and we'll see if extra credit just becomes boring because these guys have gotten so good at it. Mm-hmm. They have to try and guess an actor or actress is known for, which if you've ever navigated IMDb, they're known for those four movies that algorithm shoots out. And shout out to Grant Dalston, who had brought up in our Discord how he was wondering if it would have changed the whole way of extra credit. Did y'all see that? How IMDb, he wonders if it creates a known for based off of the user.
I don't think it does. I've checked before.
But it's worth having a conversation.
And it's been the same.
Yeah. I do not think that Al Gore and his rhythms are that advanced for IMDb. No. I don't think we're into that kind of like user monitoring there.
Okay. Well, all they have to do is get three of the four for all of these actors or actresses to win. You just need 9 points to win. You can get 15. If you guess all four known fours, which they've done before, then you get the extra credit. So need 9, could get 15. We're going to do Hot Rod. We're going to start with...
Heard of it.
Hot Rod.
If our movies are Hot Rod, the Lego Movie, and Animal Crackers, I'll be very disappointed.
They are definitely not, because we're lily padding.
Because we're lily padding.
You might be able to get from Hot Rod to Lego Movie. I don't know if you'll get to Animal Crackers from the Lego Movie. Andy Samberg, obviously.
So it's Ian McShane.
Ian McShane. Bill Hader. Danny McBride. Will Arnett. Chris Parnell.
Now, Will Arnett could be fun.
Will Arnett, we could get to the Lego Movie from.
Yeah, that's true.
I forgot Chris Parnell's in Hot Rod.
How could you?
Is it?
He's poop mouth.
It is. Now, anytime there is someone who has a big role in this movie, and I have chosen not to say her name, which is unfair to her, but I have a crippling anxiety around the pronunciation of names. And I have heard it two different ways. Is it Isla Fisher?
Yeah.
Big time.
Of course.
Yep.
Also, I just said Chris Parnell is poop mouth and then immediately remembered that's from Anchorman, not Hot Rod. So don't come after me.
So is it Ian McShane? Anchorman is that what I'm hearing?
Funniest movies of all time.
No, definitely not. I think either Sandberg or Danny McBride.
Let's do Andy. I think we can get Andy.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Hot Rod.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Lock it in.
Bing, bing, bing. Number four on the known for list.
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod?
Hot Rod. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bong bong.
Palm Springs.
Hold on. You think that over like Popstar?
Need to get these last two.
I mean, we could say Popstar. Sure. Let's say Popstar.
I'm not sure about Palm Springs. It should be. It's good. But
do you think SNL?
It rarely is, though, isn't it? That's the thing.
Yeah.
I feel good about Popstar. I think we can go to Popstar,
Popstar.
And figure it out from there. Popstar, lock it in.
Never stop, never locking it in. Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one.
Number one.
Okay. Number one is interesting.
And pretty cool shape, huh?
It's a good shape.
I never really thought about how interesting the number one was.
I love it.
It's a good shape.
Number one is pretty good.
Things officially kind of start being, you know?
Yeah. Does your one have feet or no?
No, he's just a line.
Yeah, just a single line.
But if I write an L and then a one, I give the one a hat and some feet.
Okay.
So I can tell them apart.
I would just make the L uppercase.
That's crazy.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
What do you think?
Palm Springs.
One more guess.
Palm Springs.
Let's do it.
Lock it in. Palm Springs. That was big during the old Pandy. Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing.
Nice.
Number three. Number one, okay. Popstar. Never stop, never stopping. Number two, Saturday Night Live.
Wow, there
number
it is.
Three. Oh. Number three, Palm Springs. Number four, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. There is a part of SNL actually showing up on someone's known for that is exciting and terrifying. Because the amount of people that are associated with SNL, how can you not think that it would show up for them too? My guess here, as we navigate the algorithm, is because he wrote. Right?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's all fair, right?
I think most of them do, but yeah.
There's some that I think would be considered more of writers for SNL than others.
I wonder if SNL made it for Lonely Island, not for Andy Samberg. You know what I mean? Like for the like digital shorts, the like higher production stuff.
Could be.
So this means of these, I mean, so now you can pick anybody from SNL that feels like makes sense. With
that's a superpower.
Anybody who's ever hosted.
That's a superpower.
We have Palm Springs.
Yeah, do we Let's take look advantage of the fact that we have SNL to swing at?
I think that's
boring. Or do we just do J.K. Simmons because it's fun from
Palm Springs has J.K. Simmons.
I was also thinking, can we do J.K. Simmons?
Yeah, let's just do J.K. Simmons.
J.K. All right.
J.K. Just kidding. Simmons.
So I think for J.K., so I think there's a chance Invincible's there, but he's done so much.
We got a whip on there. Whiplash is on there.
Yeah, let's do Whiplash. That's a good place to start.
Guaranteed. That's a guarantee. Whiplash.
Whiplash. Lock it in.
Bing, bing, bing. Number one.
Yeah.
Not my tempo.
Fair enough.
Not my tempo.
We probably have a Spider-Man.
He is the yellow Eminem. Yellow Eminem. Lock it in.
Do we think it would be a Spider-Man 2? Do we think Klaus is there?
Oh, Klaus is such a good pull. I forgot he's the voice of Santa in that. I do think Spider-Man 2 is going to be here.
I think probably Invincible.
Okay. And Klaus, you think that's our top four?
Let's start with, I think Spider-Man 2 feels like the safest pull for now.
You think it's Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 3, Spider-Man No Way Home?
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2, lock it in.
Bong bong.
Can we do Invincible?
Yeah.
He's like a main cast here.
Invincible, lock it in.
Invincible, lock it in.
Bong bong.
Whoa, dude.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. This means whoever your next actor or actress is will need to be perfect.
Okay, dude.
That'd be perfect. We can say Klaus. We can say Spider-Man. We can say...
It feels like a Spider-Man's probably there. But wait, wasn't he in Oz on HBO? About the prison?
That is.
The show about the prison. I'm 90% sure he's in Oz on HBO and it's like a big deal. Okay. I don't know if it's top four big deal.
Sometimes when you make a podcast, your friend says things you've never heard and you have to trust.
So it's like, do we knowing we have to get the next one perfect anyway, do we swing it? Klaus? I thought
you were about to describe the show to me. So it's like this HBO show, there's a prison.
No.
And it might have J.K. Simmons on it.
We've reached the end of my knowledge about the show, but I'm pretty sure he's in it. Do we swing at Klaus or something else we know for sure he's in, or do we swing at Oz just to see if it's on there?
I think we swing at something we know he's in.
All right. Let's do Klaus.
So Klaus, lock it in.
Lock it in.
Oscar winning? Oscar nominated.
Nominated at least.
Klaus.
Bong Bong.
Yeah.
So we got
one. Who's J.K. Simmons again? Which one's
for
he?
J.K. Simmons. He is in Oz, by the way, Jordan.
Okay.
Number one is Whiplash. Number two is Juno. Number three is
God.
La La Land.
I wondered if La La Land would be in there.
And number four is Spider-Man. 2002's Spider-Man. So you get to now pull from any of these films for your next person. This is someone you're looking for that you can get perfectly.
Do you think we could get Emma Stone?
I was just thinking Emma Stone, dude.
Let's go. Let's do it.
I'm nervous, but I think we might be able to.
That's a sign from Revan. He's smiling down on us.
Here's what I feel the most confident about.
Up from Revan. Revan in Revan.
with Emma Stone, I feel the most confident about being Revan.
Okay, yeah, easy A, lock it in.
Easy A, lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number two.
Number two. La La Land, probably, right?
Yeah. La La Land, lock it in.
La La, lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one.
La La La, lock it in. La La, lock it in.
Let's think for a minute. Let's just think, relax.
She was in that movie. With Olivia Colman.
I was just trying to think of what the name of that movie is.
We can look up the name of a movie. I'm not going to do it on IMDb.
Yeah. You're like, let me just search Emma Stone on IMDb real quick.
Let me just see what her top four is, because it's probably there.
The Favorite.
The Favorite. I was going to guess The Great, but that's a different movie.
It is a different movie. I think there's a chance The Favorite's up there.
I was thinking The Favorite might be there.
She's in Superbad.
She's in some Spider-Mans.
I doubt those.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Obviously one of my favorites. I think The Favorite feels like a safe bet.
Ghost of Girlfriend's Past might be there.
Could be.
Maybe. You know, you never know, actually. Let's say The Favorite. I'm confident in The Favorite.
Lock it in.
Bong Bong.
Yeah.
And last but not least.
You thought we meant that?
Oh, my bad.
Oh, that was a joke. That's what I was like, what would it sound like?
Let's go Superbad. I just want to see.
Yeah, Superbad.
Lock it in.
Bong Bong. Lock it in. All number one, La La Land.
Animal Crackers. Lock it in.
Number two, Easy A. I'm glad to have put something in the zeitgeist. I wish it would have been something I can be proud of. Number three, The Help.
Talk to my parents. Oh, obvious, dude.
Number four, Poor Things, of which she just won.
Okay.
I wondered if Poor Things.
A lot of recent. She's a four-time Oscar nominee.
Did you just say a lot of recent ones?
She's amazing. Do what?
Huh?
Did you say a lot of recent ones?
The Favorite and Poor Things are more of her more recent backlog.
Oh, I guess I didn't think The Favorite was that recent.
Like I think it's 20, like it was pre-pandemic, 6 years ago, right?
2018.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole generation of children have grown up in a world post The Favorite.
That's true. Listen,
she was nominated first. Her first nomination was Birdman, 2015.
It's a good movie.
That's a good movie.
She's probably a top five actor for me.
Yeah,
I think so.
I love everything she's in. She's like a sign me up instantly. Honestly, up there with Gosling, which is great because she's collaborated with him twice and both times work so well for me.
Yep. Let's lick our wounds.
Let's head to shout announcements while we try to figure out how to recover from this devastating loss.
Let me lick.
Welcome
welcome to Shout Announcements.
I was trying to do like the opening energy, you know?
No,
I
can't really. No, it's good.
I tried to harmonize, but
yeah, hit my note. It's Shout Announcements. It's your favorite part of the show. And I know that because so many of you text me and send me fan mail to the P.O. box. Mm-hmm. And you email me every week and you say, Shout Announcements is where this show really thrives. And I would agree with you. So
this is what our family does in the morning. Every morning before school, we do our own Shout Announcements.
Get together, we do Shout Announcements. We do our morning Shout Announcements. Yeah, it's really beautiful. For Shout Announcements, just we're going to keep it pretty casual, keep it pretty light. Just want to let you know that we got a Patreon, a Discord, some things going on over there, such as Box Office Ball, such as video game discussion. Had some lively talks about Clear Obscur Expedition 33 this week. Talked always talking about books, always talking about movies. It's the good stuff. Make sure you get on in there. Check it out. Also, you know, not to tell tales out of school or anything, but I'll just say this, and this is all I'll say. If you haven't listened to the first season of Imagine Dungeons and you're like, I should do that, roughly in conjunction with around the time the second season might start to arrive, I'd get started.
Yeah, I would too.
I'd get started.
I might follow the Instagram of it too. The Imagine Dungeons pod on Instagram.
You could do that.
I might hit that F-O-L-L-O-W button.
You could do
that. Just see what happens. Maybe before tomorrow even, actually. Just see what happens.
F-O-L-L-O-W. Oh. You should hit that follow button.
W.
Yeah, it rhythmically works, but it feels bad to do.
F-O-L-L-O-W.
Yeah, no, it's not good, but
W.
It did work. And in the back half of the show, we got something we're excited about. So,
As in stark contrast to the front half of the show, which we did only out of obligation.
You'll notice front the half, energy shift.
Front half, the contract is now complete. The devil has left. And obviously now that your favorite part of the show is done, normally you guys turn it off right about here. But stick around for the back half because it's worth it. It's worth it this time. I promise. Let's go back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We're back. Listen.
And we're back.
And we're back. It's welcome the long-awaited. The long-awaited return of something near and dear to our hearts. I feel like it's fair to say that some of us, I won't say who, some of us have been, you know, for, let's call it years, fighting off a mild to severe case of the depressions. And I think it caused us to stop enjoying I think it caused some of us to stop enjoying the things that we loved for a little while, but we're fighting back. And it's time to return to something we once loved very much. We're gonna do some movies. We're going to do some movies. And I think a great place to start. For Revan, we're going to do some movies. And I think a great place to start with doing some movies when you're coming out of a deep depression is the best medicine. Laughter. And I think
ibuprofen.
We're going to do some comedies. And look, we've talked about it a lot. There is one movie on this list that is immovable. I will hear no discussion otherwise.
It's fine. Animal Crackers.
Animal Crackers.
Animal Crackers.
No.
Carter's favorite comedy.
We will be watching Hot Rod because we literally have to. But we're going to do like probably, you know, let's call it 4 weeks of comedy movies. We need to fill out these other three.
So we
have an idea.
The Lego movie.
Here's how I want this to work. We've got the IMDb's top, weirdly, 136. But it's best comedy movies. And we're going to just this or that. One stays, one goes. And the longer it stays, the better chance it has of
it's like that making that TikTok list. Filter. You know what I'm talking about?
Where yeah, this, basically that. But I want to
go your head side to side.
I want to add a caveat here.
Should I get one?
Which is, if a movie is gonna get beat, but deserves more conversation than that initial run, let's move it to like a consolation round.
Okay.
And it can fight for another spot on the list. Yeah.
This feels like a lot. Okay.
Remember he made a whole deal about opening a Google Doc in a different tab.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, pretty advanced system.
So it's pretty simple, but you know, we can have some discussion where it matters. let's start.
Jarvis, put white chicks in the consolation bracket.
Enhance.
Enhance.
We're gonna start with number one on the list, Step Brothers.
Okay.
So this first round, easy. Step Brothers versus White Chicks. Which one stays? Step Brothers.
I would say Step Brothers.
Step Brothers.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's easy.
The brothers, these are not in any kind of order. Are they in order?
They're just in the order that IMDb has put them in for best rated. But
because that's
I would disagree.
Is this made by IMDb or is this made by a user of IMDb?
It's made by a user, modified a year ago, 10 million views. So this is like the unofficial, official IMDb best comedy.
Somebody's out here trying to chomp Revan's flavor.
Yeah, this
on a bigger
is
website.
This is a list created by a user that has gained enough popularity that it is the first thing that comes up when you Google best comedy movies.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Now we've got Step Brothers versus The Hot Chick. I'm gonna keep Step Brothers.
Step Brothers.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Maybe we
that
won
sounds
two,
like
three,
a great that like good. That's the sandwich I'm getting at like a spicy chain restaurant.
The Hot Chick. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I went to Hattie B's and I got a hot chick.
I got a hot chick. Yeah.
Let's do The Hangover. So this is Step Brothers or The Hangover. Say it on three. One, two, three. Step
Hangover.
Step Brothers.
Okay. So I think for me, The Hangover is worth a toss over into the other list.
Okay. Sure.
Toss
with
it over.
Two, sure. With a 2-1, I think Hangover is worth getting another chance in the sun.
Jarvis, isolate Hangover and quarantine it over on the side.
Moving on to number five, Horrible Bosses. Step Brothers versus Horrible Bosses. One, two, three.
Step Brothers.
Yeah, that's obvious. Now we got Drillbit Taylor. Step Brothers hanging in there. We got Drillbit Taylor. Hey, don't laugh.
Heard of that.
What is this list, dude?
I don't know, man. We've got good ones on here too. It's just there's some goofy ones mixed in. Step Brothers, Drillbit Taylor. 3, 2, 1.
Step Brothers.
Drillbit Taylor moves on. No, Step Brothers, obviously. Has anyone seen Drillbit Taylor ever?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No.
You can't have, right? Here we go. Wedding Crashers. Step Brothers or Wedding Crashers on three. One, two, three.
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, sure. Wedding Crashers. I would put them about equal.
Sweating
in terms
crash.
Of like pretty fine.
Oh, I would Sweating say Wedding Crashers is probably a top five comedy for me.
Yeah.
But
okay.
You know,
show me Crashers.
But Step Brothers, obviously, it's done so well. It's moving over to the other list for sure.
Sure.
Wedding Crashers versus Bad Teacher. Why don't we skip some of these bad ones?
Yeah.
Here we go. Wedding Crashers versus The Other Guys. 3, 2, 1. Wedding Crashers.
The Other Guys.
Okay.
I'll put The Other Guys in the other list.
The other list.
Happy to do it. Wedding Crashers. Does anybody have particularly strong feelings about Due Date?
No.
I don't remember what that is.
Is that Amy
Poehler?
Is that
Galifianakis, Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, no.
Are you thinking Baby
Mama? Baby Mama's funny.
Now, that's a different conversation.
That's a good movie.
That's a different conversation.
That's a really funny
movie. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Step Brothers. I'm sorry. Wedding Crashers versus We're the Millers.
I've never seen We're the Millers, so
2-1, Wedding Crashers.
I would say
We're the Millers is good, but we'll move on. Okay, Wedding Crashers versus Role Models. 3, 2, 1. Wedding Crashers.
I can't remember Role Models.
What's Role Models?
Role Models is Paul Rudd, Sean William Scott. It's the one where Paul Rudd has to be like a mentor for a young kid. It's very stupid. Mm. Callie and I just quote one line from it all the time. It's not a very good movie, but
what is it?
The line?
Yeah.
The little kid from That's So Raven that's super sassy and funny is so in this movie. Uh-huh. And Paul Rudd's talking to him, and the kid is obsessed with boobs. And Paul Rudd's trying to get him to do this thing with the mountains, and he's like, but what do those mountains look like? And the kid's like, boobies. And I love boobies. And we quote that quite a bit.
Pretty funny.
In our home. Yeah, it's pretty great. Like I said, great movie. Everybody loves it. A lot of scrolling here. We could do Grown Ups, which we all love. Here we go. Wedding Crashers versus 21 Jump Street. We ready?
Okay, yeah.
Three.
Boy, why I woke up today.
2, 1. 21
Jump Street.
Yeah, dude. Okay. So
can I put a big thumbs up beside Jump Street and say, please, can we have that be one of the ones we watch?
That's not how it works, but yes. What I'm doing is I'm creating sort of a secondary list of like, these got beat round one, these got beat after a while, so that way we kind of know what we're working
these
with.
These got beats.
Okay.
Right now.
These got beats by Dre.
Right now, 21 Jump Street is our current reigning champ, but Step Brothers and Wedding Crashers just had so much lag.
Meteoric rise.
Really took it a long way here. Rise. So still working with 21 Jump Street.
Rise.
Let's look at, oh, this is a fun one. Let's look at Accepted. Do we know this movie? Jonah Hill, Justin
yes.
Long.
Ask me about my
they're
wiener.
In college. Yes, Ask Me About My Wiener. So let's do 21 Jump Street versus Accepted. 3, 2, 1. 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street.
Yeah, I gotta be.
21 Jump Street.
Turn right down.
Okay, this is the end. That's Danny McBride.
Oh, yeah.
Seth Rogen. The apocalypse comes. Have we seen this?
As much as I didn't see it. I remember the trailers.
Okay. It's not gonna be 21 Jump Street for me.
It's so. Yeah, it's not. So
that's fair. And y'all haven't seen it, so not helpful. It's very funny and y'all should watch it at some point, but if it's not even.
You know, I love Danny Mac.
Pineapple Express. 21 Jump Street versus Pineapple Express. 3, 2, 1. 21 Jump
Pineapple
Street.
21 Jump Street.
Do you want us to put it over on the consolation bracket?
No, I don't think it'll make it. It's not going to beat anything over there.
Well, right now, it would be in its own separate list with just The Hangover and The Other Guys. Step Brothers and Wedding Crashers are in a league of their own right now. Hangover Part 2 and 3 don't feel worth our time.
Nope. Skip.
Or the time of the audience to watch them, if I'm being honest with you. Let's see here. Going to skip the Pink Panthers, I think.
Aw. Wait, are the Steve Carell ones?
No. Do you mean Steve Martin?
Yeah. Go ahead and edit that back in so I say the right Steve.
Steve Martin. I'll just reverse it. It sounds pretty much the same if you reverse it. Here we go. 21 Jump Street versus the 40-year-old virgin. Three.
My favorite Steve Martin movie.
One.
21 Jump Street.
Yeah, for me.
It might be a close to time for 21 Jump Street to
jump on over.
Jump on over and just say this one's a permanent addition.
Jump on over. Let's hang that jersey in the rafters.
Real quick, give me 21 Jump Street versus 22 Jump Street.
Ooh.
3, 2, 1. 22
Jump Street. 22 Jump Street. I think.
I think 22 because that's when he does the slam poetry and ends up.
It is when he does the slam poetry.
22, I think, is funnier.
I think, is there. Is it crazy to say for right now we leave them as one thing, like a double header? Does it feel weird to watch 22 without 21?
I would rather, if I'm going to watch 22, I'll just amuse bouche 21.
That's what I'm saying. If we're just going to probably do it anyway, do we just want to have
a world of comedy that's worth the conversation too? I think that's a fun thing to talk about. Like you can't have one without
Jumps
the other.
Jumps Street. Yeah.
Whereas Hangover, I could watch Hangover 1 and not want to move on to the rest of them. But exactly. If I watch 21 Jump Street, I'm going to be like, Honestly, when 21 Jump Street was the only one, I was already thinking, I'll probably just watch 22 anyway.
Let's just make it 43 Jump Street, you know? Do it right now.
Let's make it 43 Jump Street. Call it a day. I think that's good. So why don't we do this? Let's retire the Jump Streets and just say they're our first definite addition here.
They're jumping, dude.
We feel good about this?
The house is jumping.
Yep.
This is a Jump Streets doubleheader, and they're making the cut. That's happening no matter what.
Yeah. 100%.
So we need a new champion, and I think that champion could be. Ooh, let's see. I don't think so. Let's not do that. Wild Hogs is on here, here we go. Our new champion to beat is Super Bad, criminally low on the list, in the opinion of one of our hosts, which would be me. So let's do Super Bad versus Old School.
Remind me of Old School.
Will Ferrell, Vince Vaughn.
Let's go streaking.
We're going streaking.
It was one of Will Ferrell's back to their old college comedies, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're My Boy Blue from that movie.
I've actually only seen Elf from him.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, dude, you got to watch Anchorman, dude. You got
He's in the Lego Anchorman. Movie, actually. That's probably one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
I do like the Lego movie. I know we're dunking on it, but I like that movie.
No, it's a great movie.
Let's do Superbad versus Old School. 3, 2, 1.
Superbad.
Superbad.
For sure, dude. Is Kick-Ass a comedy? It rules, but is it a comedy?
I think technically it would be, but I don't think it should be on here.
Not for these purposes, though, huh? Kangaroo Jack is on this list. Which is
that's
great.
A comedy.
Which is great.
Three,
okay, here we go.
2, 1. Kangaroo Jack.
Superbad versus Dodgeball.
Ah.
3, 2, 1. Superbad.
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 Dodgeball 2.
Here we go.
2 over.
Is that the one where they play dodgeball?
That's the one where they play dodgeball. Remind me which one Dodgeball is. Here we go. We've got a nice little run here. This is great. Superbad versus Hot Fuzz. 3, 2, 1. Superbad.
Superbad.
But have y'all seen Hot Fuzz?
I don't think I have.
I also don't think I have.
Simon Pegg. It's an Edgar Wright movie.
Yeah.
Let's skip it for now, but Hot Fuzz is like 30 Rock Arrested Development levels of like jokes per minute. Mm-hmm. And it is a phenomenal movie. I would really recommend.
They're cops. Watch this. Yeah.
Yes. In like a sleepy London suburb, basically.
Amazing.
It's great. Let's do Superbad versus Idiocracy. Have we seen this?
I have.
Yeah.
Do we know this film? Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1. Superbad.
Superbad.
Idiocracy is great. I'm cool to skip, get him to the Greek. Not a big Russell Brand guy. I know that's brave to say, but
wow. Okay. Nobody's really saying that yet. They will be.
Superbad versus Meet the Parents. Okay. Sort of a different flavor of comedy than what we've had here before. 3, 2, 1. Superbad.
Superbad, but it took some thinking for me.
Let's put Meet the Parents on the...
I said Meet the Parents because I wanted to be different.
I know you did. Have you seen Meet the Parents?
Yeah.
It's great. Let's do Superbad Napoleon Dynamite. 3, 2, 1. Superbad.
Napoleon Dynamite.
I think
actually.
I'm Napoleon too.
Shocking.
Isn't that
myself.
Crazy?
Okay.
It's
Napoleon Dynamite.
I don't think
so.
It's
do we
funnier,
what do we want to do with Superbad?
Is what's crazy. I don't think Napoleon Dynamite is funnier than Superbad, but I do think it is more important comedy to current informed comedy.
I would agree. I think Napoleon Superbad? Dynamite.
Barely. I know
name
that's what's making
other,
me so hesitant.
Name another Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, that's not really the discussion. That's fine. I was...
Good
so with Superbad, do we want to put it up with Step Brothers and Wedding Crashers for like the...
Yeah.
Probably.
It did good. It did good. It's no Jump Street.
I think probably... If Superbad and Jump Street had gone head to head, that would have been tough for me. So let's go Napoleon Dynamite. We can skip Knocked Up. I like it, but you know, it's not on the same level as some of these. Napoleon Dynamite, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Ready? We gotta start from three. 3, 2, 1, Napoleon.
Napoleon Dynamite. I do love Talladega Nights, though. I do like that.
It's a good movie.
Here's something. I think Napoleon Dynamite is going to be really interesting because it feels like it's a standout to me in a unique way. I don't really know how to express right now. But I do know that its closest relative is Nacho Libre. Do we just want to see? We can't have both. I don't think we get to watch Napoleon Dynamite and Nacho Libre in this series, like if it came down to it, to me.
Sure.
Do we want to just put those two against each other? I don't mean like game break
that.
Right now.
Sure.
Just to see who becomes the new champion for that.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Napoleon Dynamite versus Nacho Libre. 3, 2, 1, Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite.
That's crazy.
There it is. Right. Napoleon stays. See, when you say name another Napoleon Dynamite, you can't. And then Nacho Libre comes up. Napoleon Dynamite's the better Napoleon Dynamite.
I think they're pretty different.
I think they're the same humor done different ways.
It might be
maybe
their proximity to each other. I think they came out at similar times. And so maybe that's why I always put them together.
We're going to burn through these last few. Let me see here. We can skip The Breakfast Club. That's like a coming of age movie more than a comedy to me. Unless you guys have strong opinions either way.
Funniest movie I've ever seen.
Go ahead, skip Deadpool. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates is in a category below these other ones. It's fun. Okay. This one for me is an interesting conversation. Can we do Napoleon Dynamite versus Game Night?
These are two that I really want to be in this list of movies that we watch.
I mean, no matter what happens, I think Napoleon Dynamite beating some of these other ones earns at least a Step Brothers Wedding Crashers super bad conversation.
Yeah.
So let's do Napoleon Dynamite versus Game Night. 3, 2, 1.
Game Night
for me
is so funny.
Game Night is so good, dude.
I agree.
And I want, part of me wants this to be a part of the series too, because I don't think enough people know about Game Night.
I fully agree.
That is part of why I wanted even to do this.
If you gave me 10 more, Carter, you get 10 recommendations and those are going to be the last 10 things we talk about on this list. Game Night probably wouldn't have come up. For some reason, it just doesn't.
When we started this list, I was like, I'm going to be disappointed if Game Night is not on this list because I really want it to be part of our movies that we watch. That
makes sense.
It's so funny.
So we got Game Night. I think we can skip Spy. It is funny. The Melissa McCarthy, Jason Statham movie. It is genuinely funny. But for the purposes here, I think we can skip it if we're cool with that. Let's see. Dirty Grandpa, we can skip. Neighbors is good. I do think still falls sort of under. It's like the next echelon below, I think. Sisters, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, very funny movie. Do we want to do a head-to-head here or have a discussion about Sisters at all?
I don't think I've seen Sisters.
Okay. No, I like them. It is a funny movie. It is funny, but I just think that they have a Baby Mama is better. So much better.
Yes.
Yeah. Baby Mama's not on here. I feel like we've got a pretty decent list. Is there anything? So here's what we're working with right now. We just had, and I'm going to put sort of in the middle since it was technically undefeated, but didn't have many rounds. Game Night is sort of floating alone for discussion. And then we have two echelons here. Okay. So the Jump Streets and Hot Rod, those are for sure happening. I would
hear a
conversation.
We have two more spots to spill?
Yeah, I would hear a conversation for three. If we want to do 5 weeks of comedy, I'm comfortable with that. But I mean, I'm in a phase right now where I'll watch funny movies all day long. But we've got…
see Monty Python?
These are the movies that either got instantly beat but warranted discussion or got beat very quickly and we still think warrants discussion. And those are… The Hangover 1, The Other Guys, Pineapple Express, and Meet the Parents. These are four good movies, four solid comedies. Keep those four in mind. Hangover, Other Guys, Pineapple Express, Meet the Parents. Tell me if those beat any of these four. And if not, we're just going to delete them from the discussion. Step Brothers, Wedding Crashers, Superbad, Napoleon Dynamite.
Give me the other four that are up against these four.
Hangover Part One, The Other Guys, Pineapple Express, and Meet the Parents versus Step Brothers, Wedding Crashers, Superbad, and Napoleon Dynamite.
I think Second List is a lot stronger.
I think so too.
Yeah. It feels clear to me when I hear them all together. Carter, what do you think?
Any standout in that lower tier list that you think needs to be over one of the second group?
Mine is, I feel outnumbered, but I think Pineapple Express is just so much funnier than Step Brothers.
So but I've seen like Step Brothers many times and I've only seen Pineapple Express once. Mm-hmm. So I'm not super, I wouldn't say I'm a great example of being able to compare those two things.
Let's swap out Step Brothers for Pineapple Express.
Well, hold on, because I think you're saying the opposite of what I'm saying. Because what I'm saying is that Step Brothers is like one of the, it's frequently in the conversation of, you know, all timers. And Pineapple Express is as well, to be fair.
Sure. So do we add Pineapple Express to the other side? What do we do here?
I was going to suggest subbing out one for one because Game Night's still floating in the middle. And part of the conversation is, do any of those deserve to be there over Game Night? And so if I was going to delete one in favor of one, I would say Pineapple Express for Napoleon Dynamite. But I understand the conversation about like cultural importance that we're having around Napoleon Dynamite.
Let's also go ahead and say the three of us have all said Game Night is very good. We want to talk about it. We want to have a full hour or
we make it permanent
to our podcast. You have to watch this.
Yeah, I think Game Night needs to be permanent.
Let's make it permanent.
I think Napoleon Dynamite doesn't have to be.
No, I'm not saying let's get rid of it. Let's talk about it because I think Napoleon Dynamite is less funny than every movie on this list.
That's what I'm saying. So
yes,
the reason that I even want to bring that up too is like Napoleon Dynamite to me is like if we're watching historical, if we did a series on historical epics, I don't want to do Ben-Hur. I have no interest in talking about Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
Or reviewing Ben-Hur. It will always be the thing that I compare other things to. I think regardless, Napoleon Dynamite is going to get a lot of airtime, whether it is a movie we review or not.
Sure.
Because it is one of the things that at least informs, because of my age, my humor. And so I don't think it needs to be there. So I think we can eliminate Napoleon Dynamite.
So do we want to swap Pineapple Express up for Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, let's call Pineapple Express up to the big leagues.
We're killing Hangover, Other Guys, Napoleon Dynamite, and Meet the Parents. Goodbye. Okay, so we got three weeks of comedy movie in here. We have The Jump Streets, we have Hot Rod, we have Game Night. I think we can do two more. So
yeah, let's do two more.
Let's do this real quick. We have Step Brothers, Wedding Crashers, Superbad, and Pineapple Express here as the four movies left. Before we move forward, are there any movies that we didn't discuss or any movies that we killed that you feel like, actually, let's talk about them?
No, not for me.
No, not here.
I don't think so for me either. I think this is a pretty solid list of like some all-time great comedies. Okay, so let's do it like this then. Step Brothers, Wedding Crashers, Superbad, Pineapple Express. Do we want to rank them or do we just want to each of us vote on killing two?
We can vote on killing two and then if there's overlaps there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Read me the list one more time.
Yep. Step Brothers, Wedding Crashers, Superbad, Pineapple Express. I know which two I would kill.
Same.
I know which two I vote for.
So that means the other two you're going to kill.
Which two I kill, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Cardi, you want to go first?
I just like to think of it positively.
Yeah, the ones that I would kill are Step Brothers. That's just because, and it is unfortunate that was a movie that was quoted to death. And again, I have been on the other side of quoting a movie to death for other people. So
for sure.
What you love. Uh-huh. And then Wedding Crashers. I think there is a general vibe of the comedy that we have here with everything else that we have in like a certain comedy era. And Wedding Crashers mm-hmm. feels like an outlier that doesn't really need to be there for me.
Okay.
Personally. So Step Brothers.
I will co-sign Step Brothers is one of my kills for sure.
Step Brothers is one of my kills as well.
Okay. That makes it easy. We kill Step Brothers. We've got Wedding Crashers, Superbad, Pineapple Express. I think for me, my second kill vote after Step Brothers would be Pineapple Express. And that is only because I have seen Superbad and Wedding Crashers are like movies that would come out of my lips as a top five comedy probably. And Pineapple Express just wouldn't. But that's just a me and more, that's more of a history thing than anything else. But yeah, Pineapple Express would be my second vote to kill.
And Carter, yours would be Crashers.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm choosing whether we watch Pineapple Express or Crashers.
Yeah, but honestly, I think where I'm at is this. Carter has a lot of heat around Pineapple Express and has expressed several times yeah. that's like a college watch it with the homies kind of movie for him, which is like the best vibe for these. So yeah. I'm willing to defer my vote to kill Pineapple Express and get rid of Wedding Crashers just to keep Pineapple Express on the list.
Last two movies of this series, they're going to be this. Are you ready?
Well, we haven't decided.
Pineapple Express and Superbad.
I think probably
those are the last two that are going in.
Probably decide order.
No, I'm saying the last two to make the cut.
So in no particular order, we've got The Jump Streets, Hot Rod, Game Night, Superbad, and Pineapple Express.
Yeah, as long as it's in no particular order. As long as those aren't the last two, because that'd be crazy.
So I think all we got to do is select a viewing order. We end with Hot Rod. That seems obvious.
Yep. Can we start with Game Night just because I want to watch it like now?
Definitely.
I would watch it as soon as we hang up this call.
Definitely.
So what's our middle three?
If I may, I think Jump Streets split the difference.
I agree.
I think we end on Superbad. Or I'm sorry.
Superbad, then Hot Rod.
Yes.
So we're looking at Game Night. We're looking at Pineapple. We're looking at Jump. We're looking at Bad. We're looking at Rod.
I think we got Game Night, Pineapple, Jump, Superbad, and Hot Rod.
Game Night, and Pineapple, Hot Rodney. Jump, Bad, Rod.
I feel really good about this.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Probably, guys, probably going to laugh a little bit.
Hey, I think we might laugh a little bit. I think we might
get a little giggle. Ugh. Might get a little giggle.
I'm feeling that pressure of like my...
Get silly.
It's like my champion. Like, will they be... I'm a little Pineapple Express pressure right now, dude. It's a good feeling.
Hey.
But it's like, oh no.
You know me. Every time one of my friends recommends a movie, I'm going to treat it with the utmost respect.
It's no Animal Crackers, but I think I'm going to like it.
It's no Animal Crackers. I'll tell you that.
Well, then there you have it. We will catch up with you next time as we talk about Game Night, kicking off
our watch it. Listen, we don't like to give homework. Only one of us is a teacher, and that one's a nerd. But the rest of us don't like to give homework. So, like, take it with a grain of salt. You got to watch Game Night. Please watch Game Night.
This movie is so funny.
It's so good and funny.
I haven't been able to look at a bag of Tostitos scoops in about 8 years without laughing because of this movie.
Please watch Game Night.
Just watch Game Night.
You must.
It's so really good. Funny. To end today's episode, let's each of us give our name. Each of us say our name and let each of us say our name and the movie that we're gonna go stand by its grave that got killed from this list. The movie that we're gonna like lay a flower on its grave and be like it could have been you, but it's not. You know. For two chunks and a hunk, I'm Jordan. It is Wedding Crashers. I think I would just go to like a park. It's an overcast, it's a great day, it feels good. I've got like a long coat on and I've got one singular rose and I would just lay it on the grave of Wedding Crashers. I would touch the headstone and I would say,
yeah,
it just wasn't meant to be. And then I would sort of umbrella, black umbrella and walk away.
I'm Doge. It's raining in New York City.
Oh,
and I'm at the cemetery on the edge of Manhattan Island that I think is there because I played Spider-Man on PlayStation 5.
Sure.
And right next to Uncle Ben's headstone is another headstone that says the other guys. And then right next to that one is a smaller, less ornate headstone that says the other guy's outtakes. And I'm putting a flower on the grave of the other guy's outtakes because I think those are funnier than the actual movie.
They for sure are funnier than the actual
They movie. Are.
I'm Carter, and I stand over an unmarked grave.
Ooh.
Oh. And I look at my hands as the rain falls. I can't really, is that rain or am I just crying so much it feels like rain?
Hmm.
Then I put those hands together and I make a bird. And then I start to have the bird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fly. Yeah. And then I do, sure, from that point on, the rest of the Napoleon Dynamite talent show
Some
dance.
Say hello.
Slowly.
Just crying in the rain.
Oh, you transition grave. From you transition from the rose into the dance at the end of the movie?
Yes. Because he does do that. That becomes, yeah, part of that.
Well, the rose thing is, the bird thing is from the classroom where he's doing the sign language class and doing.
Mm-hmm. He does that as part of the dance at the end of the movie too, though.
Yeah.
Does he?
Huh?
He does. Brings it back.
Yeah. Because they were just like, hey, we got to end the movie. We have 6 minutes of film left because we're shooting on film. We can't buy more. We're out of money. We've spent all our budget. You got to just go for it. Do a dance.
Yeah.
And he did the dance front to back 2 times through. And they're like, that's all the film we have. I guess that's what we're using.
So
that's
funny.
That is crazy.
Dude. All right. Well, we'll see you for game night.
Bring your chips.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.